6-week recovery, and I'm still well within that range.
5 weeks tomorrow, I think.
And 4 or 5 weeks tomorrow, I'm not quite sure.
So you said it wouldn't have been a smart thing to practice today. Was that your call or was it their call?
It was everybody's call. You know, I feel like this is a playoff team, so hopefully we might have 17 games to play after this one. So that being said, it won't be smart to go out there and rush myself right now when we could possibly have 17 games left to play.
On the other hand, given the injuries, does that make you more hungrier even to return for this week? Does that give you more incentive or make you want to return this Sunday even more than you normally would because of the battered state of this team?
Well, you know, injuries are part of the game. Unfortunately, we've been able to quite hard this year, but you know, I can't make my decision based upon what's going on around here with everybody else. And, you know, whenever I'm 100% or not even 100%, whenever I'm ready to go out there and play, because I'll probably never be 100% ever again.
How tough has it been to sit around and not be able to play?
It's been tough. You know, I miss my teammates. You know, I love those guys. You know, I feel like I can help this team win, and you know, we did a good job of that last week. I think the D-line has been playing outstanding. I think you know, Dave and Jason and everybody has been playing very, very well in my absence. So, you know, that also played a factor in why I haven't rushed back or done anything crazy to try to get back, because those guys are holding their own out there. And, you know, whenever it's time for me to, whenever I'm 100% or, like I said before, close to 100%, that's when I'll go back out there.
There's been speculation
that,
you know, from the outside that you haven't rushed back because you're not happy with the contract. Mm-hmm. How much of that is true?
That's false. I think, obviously, there's going to be speculation the way things went down or whatever, but, you know, the contract thing, I'm not even going to discuss that right now. I think that's in the past, you know, it didn't happen, and, you know, that's just it.
But does it at least factor into your mind that, hey, I got to be careful because I got to protect my future? Like that kind of thinking at all?
Nah, I think I just have to be careful because, you know, I don't want to go out there and re-injure myself. I don't think it really has anything to do with the contract.
What percentage would you say you are now?
Close.
80, 90.
This was like something from college, right? I mean, it's something that lingered in your knee for years.
What has it been, like 10 or 11? Actually, like 11 years now.
Had it flared up over time? I mean, every once in a while or something.
It was bothering me last year, all last season. It was there, and you know, they did some things to kind of quiet it down, and you know, I was able to play through it, and you know, as the season went on, I continued to train, you know, progressively got worse, and so I had to get that fixed.
Did you consider it earlier in the off season? I mean,
well, we're locked out, so you know, I couldn't really come over here and talk to the doctors about it and see, you know, exactly what was going on, but it did bother me all through the offseason.
Again, I keep bringing it to you, but it's outside speculation, and we want you to get a chance to address it.
Right.
People are questioning the time frame of you making the decision to get, oh, I'll have the surgery now, after it didn't have the, you know, is that true at all?
Well, you know, I could have drug this whole injury thing out this whole year and not had surgery. You understand what I mean? And continue to say it was hurting if I didn't want to play. But the fact of the matter is, I want to get back on the football field and help this team. So I decided to have it. They told me it was going to be a 4 to 6 week recovery time, which would make me miss maybe like 2 to 3 weeks. You know, and that's pretty much where we are right now.